This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome again to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Another week, another big game. Paul Perillo joining me. I'm Andy Hart, and we're here to talk about the maneuverings the Patriots have made leading up to Sunday evening's game here at Gillette Stadium between 2-5-2 football teams, the first-place New York Giants in the NFC East and the AFC East 5-2 Patriots, who are tied with the Buffalo Bills in their division. Battle of two of the four quarterbacks, Paul Perillo, with over 100 passer rating for the season. The truly elite Tom Brady and the wannabe elite Eli Manning. But that's enough about the game. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to the injury report. But we're going to go through the roster maneuverings. And interestingly enough, we have to go all the way back because we like to make sure everybody's up to date. If this is the one place they come to find out about roster issues, maybe they missed the game on Sunday. So we need to tell them that Kevin Faulk and Brandon Dedrick were added to the 53-man roster in advance of last Sunday evening's game in Pittsburgh. Faulk had a very active role as both a runner, a receiver, pass protector, chop blocker, earning himself a fine from the NFL for a chop block. Very active day in his first day back, a year plus removed from the ACL injury he suffered week two against the Jets. And Rasai Dowling, the rookie cornerback, was placed on injured reserve with a hip issue just one day after Lee Bodden, the veteran corner, had been released. Then we move to our normal weekly transactions, which we love around here, and they involve Ross Ventrone. November 3rd was released from the active roster. My guess is, don't worry about Ross. Old Rusty Benson will be back on the roster or the practice squad or something moving forward. And the other bottom of the roster maneuverings, Josh Victorian released from the practice squad. Oh, Malcolm Williams, you're back again to the practice squad. Seventh round draft pick. Blah, blah, blah. We've all heard it before. And we move on to the injury report, Paul Perillo. This is where the meat is, right? This is the meat?
Yeah. Okay.
We start with the Patriots. Dane Fletcher, out all week, did not practice, and is out for the game. Thumb injury. Bill Belichick said he's rehabbing. Obviously, it's not a season-long issue or he'd be on IR, so we'll look for Fletcher to be back in the coming weeks. But Josh Barrett, another thumb injury, who also missed time with a hamstring, questionable. Do you think we see the return of Josh Barrett this week against the New York Giants?
Yeah, I don't know. That seems to be what the line
of
thinking.
Just so you know, when Bill does that to me and says, yeah, I don't know, I go with Belichick agreed, Barrett will return.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it seems to be the popular opinion. I know Mike Reese has been trumpeting that a little bit. Yeah, I think there's a chance that Barrett could come back in there. I think there's been some problems with that other spot, obviously, next to Patrick Chung. So you started with Barrett, and you ended up going to Brown and Hedebo and back to Brown. Maybe it's back to Barrett this week.
I'm going to run down the other guys that are listed as questionable on the Friday injury report. That's Sean Ellis, rib; Kevin Faulk, knee; Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, toe; Albert Haynesworth, back, who was limited Thursday and Friday after not appearing on the injury report at all on Wednesday, kind of his typical weekly.
Cause for concern there?
Who knows with him. Rust might be acting up again, I don't know.
It's the only thing holding the car together.
Aaron Hernandez, knee; Gerard Mayo, knee; Sebastian Vollmer, back. And Wes Welker missed practice on Wednesday with a neck issue. Again, anyone who wants to see the reason why, check out the cover of Patriots Football Weekly or the PFW blog. He was then limited on Thursday and Friday. Feel pretty good about him playing. And finally, Donald Thomas did not practice Friday. He's probable. His wife apparently had a baby, or girlfriend, significant other, had a baby.
I knew they were expecting.
So he missed practice. But I want to talk about a couple knee injuries, Paul Perillo, and similar knee injuries reported as MCLs. Both guys returned quicker than I thought we thought they would, in both Aaron Hernandez and Gerard Mayo. Hernandez last week in Pittsburgh, in my opinion, looked a little hobbled. Looked like he may have been limping a little bit. Gerard Mayo returned last week, not a huge impact, but has a history a couple years ago returning too quickly and being hobbled the rest of the year. Do those two knee injuries, two very key players, concern you that they could be long-term issues?
Yeah, the Hernandez one more so, but yeah, I agree with you. I think that was the case in 09 with Mayo, and I think that he was slowed exactly the way you said. Hernandez worries me more because I think he's more of a guy that relies on that. I think he needs the cutting and agility. Speed is one thing, but I think when you're running pass routes, it's a little bit different than playing linebacker and running to the ball. And I agree with your assessment. I think that Hernandez has looked a little bit hobbled in recent weeks. He's still made plays. He's finding ways to get in the end zone, which is good. Made a big touchdown catch a couple weeks ago against Dallas. Had a touchdown late in the game against Pittsburgh. So it's not like he's been thoroughly ineffective,
no.
But I think he's slowed down, and I think he's significantly slowed down, and that has to be at least partially due to that knee. And
with the bye in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it doesn't stand to get better.
Yeah, you're just going to keep playing, keep getting dinged up. And it's interesting to say this. One's an all-pro in Gerard Mayo. One is a developing talent in Hernandez. But I think Hernandez is more irreplaceable. We know what the defense is. It's not very good. With Gerard Mayo, without Gerard Mayo, the defense hasn't been very good. The strength of your team is your offense. And we even, when Hernandez missed time, questioned, was Brady becoming too Wes Welker-centric? Was it just Welker and not
right.
enough around him? Gronkowski's a guy, maybe even this week, he has to stay in to block against guys like Umanyora and Tuck, and if Pierre-Paul can go, their dominant pass rush. To me, your offense becomes infinitely more defendable if Aaron Hernandez is not part of the mix.
Couldn't agree with you more. I think there's a core of four guys that are very important in the offense, Welker and Branch, and then the two tight ends with Gronkowski and Hernandez. I think you need all four. Operating at or near full strength in order for this offense, because I think it's a little bit limited. That might sound silly with all the different, I mean, that's four different guys, but I think that unlike some teams that have guys that you can rely on, these guys aren't, I don't think, necessarily go-to guys, that can do it by themselves. They need the presence of each other in order to be at full strength. So I think that
the sum is greater than the individual pieces, all four.
Probably an easier way to say it than my long roundabout way, which I am wont to do.
Moving on, enough negativity about the injuries with the Patriots. As I just look on ESPN, and they're talking about Wes Welker being probable against the New York football Giants. The Giants come in with some injury issues of their own. Hakeem Nicks has a hamstring issue. He's listed as doubtful.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
You always do.
Well, because you just said that about Wes Welker, and it says probable, but he is listed here as questionable.
Oh, sorry.
So, like, why is that?
I don't know.
Is that not a relevant thing to interrupt you about? I think that's kind of interesting.
He's probable in my mind, too.
No, I think he's playing. I think he's 100% in. But
well, if he sleeps on it
he
wrong,
says questionable on the injury report, why does ESPN find it within their rights to say probable?
I can tell you is if my brother wasn't there, I'd still be on him pounding the shit out of him.
That's not appropriate for this conversation.
Still say we're supposed to bleep the swear part of the word.
Yeah.
But he's getting mad about nothing.
He doesn't like the worldwide leader taking it upon itself to change the rules. The
like
NFL
anything.
Puts out an injury report that lists
doubtful, questionable,
probable.
This is something that the organization has been fined for in the past. For tinkering with injury reports, and now we're not tinkering with the injury report, but ESPN is? That's not right.
You're done?
I'm a company man.
A company man.
Poop. They played like.
What is this guy doing? This is not PFW in progress. Keep your soundbites to yourself.
And they're ill-timed. I don't really get them.
Hakeem Nicks is their best receiver. He missed all week. Looks like doubtful to play because, you know, he's listed as doubtful. Ahmad Bradshaw did not practice all week.
Ahmad?
He's doubtful to play. He's mad. Foot injury, a metatarsal problem. Interesting one, Prince Amukamara is listed as questionable, could make his debut after being limited in practice all week. And the most interesting one is Jason Pierre-Paul. Those of you that remember my pre-draft work, I like to call him Juan Pierre-Paul.
I'm sure that most people remember that.
A dominant superstar for the New York Giants, leads the team with 8.5 sacks. Bill Belichick raved about him in the Friday press conference, moves all around. Some of that was injury issues with Umanyora and Tuck. Some of it, he says, sub-rusher, he plays the nose. He's one of those guys, and they're very rare in the NFL. You don't know where he's going to be on the front. He got nicked up on Thursday in practice with originally reports where it was a neck injury. He has a concussion, banged into somebody, and he's listed as questionable. But if you get a concussion on Thursday, I find it hard to believe you're going to get cleared medically to play on Sunday if you truly have a concussion.
Yeah, and it is listed as a concussion, so I don't know why you would say concussion
Black.
If it wasn't, because right now that's a real red flag word. And you know, people are really taking note. So I can't imagine if it wasn't serious enough to be listed as a concussion that that's how they would list it.
And I hate to leave you on this note, but this Roster Report podcast is actually already out of date before you listen to it, even though you're listening to it now, because the Patriots released Ross Ventrone, have an open spot on the roster, 53-man roster, will make a move before Sunday's game against the Giants. Could be the activation of Ron Brace, I believe, will be activated to take on the New York Football Giants.
I agree.
The former BC star will return to action against another BC star, or a number of them, offensive lineman Chris Snee,
Kiwanuka,
Tom Coughlin, all kinds of BC connections.
Dan Copen on IR.
Paul, you got anything else?
No.
Okay, for Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart, another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday when Ross Ventrone will once again be discussed.
This world is sure to fade away again.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.